Chapter 11. Rond laid wide Stripe's massive form, dwarfed the hares who stood in front of him. The blood of many Salamandastran badger lords flowed in his veins, and he seemed to fit perfectly into the vast rocky hall of the mountain. Seated on his throne with the huge broadsword Vermin-Fate resting lightly in his hefty paw. The wise brown eyes partially closed as he digested the information from the returning hares of his long patrols. Torches flickered in rockwall sconces of the roughly hewn hall, blending with dying rays of the sun as its fiery orbs sank into the western seaward horizon. Silence would follow each report until Rhornblade questioned his scouts.
"So, you sent this mouse-made Storm Gullwhacker with Packertug to Redwall. A wise move, Clary. They may cross trails with Tarquin Wood Sorrel. The Abbey will be a good place for them both. What news of my bell shore book?"
"None, Lord,"
a sandy-hued hare leaning upon his spear replied.
"A new creature we spoke with knows where the great bell may be."
Rhornblade sighed, resting his chin on the sword handle.
"Three seasons late, and no beast knows the whereabouts of Joseph or the bell. Sea rats have the answer and know it. Only time will tell. Fleetleg, any more about the ship from the northwest?"
A tall saturnine hare stood forward.
"We sighted her earlier this evening, Lord. She was sailing too far off to be certain, but Long Eyes says that it could be the Dark Queen."
Rhornblade sat up straight.
"Are you sure of this, Long Eyes?"
The hare called Long Eyes lounged at the window, scanning the horizon. He turned to address Rhornblade.
"I'm practically certain, Lord. My eyes see farther than others. It looked to me like Dark Queen. No other ship in Gabool's fleet has red sails. If she had cut in closer to land, I would have been able to tell you more, but she tacked off windward and travelled north by east."
"Did you see who's at the helm?"
"It was not Saltar, Lorne, of that I'm sure. I didn't get much of a glimpse, but I'd guess by his build it was the one called Greypatch."
"Greypatch. He's Gabool's best steers rat. It could mean that Gabool has left his island. Dark Queen is the only ship he would sail in if he did."
Brigadier Time ventured an opinion.
"My lord, if old Gabool has taken to sailing again, there could be trouble."
Rhornblade arose. He strode across to the window where he stood gazing at the restless sea, ebbing and flowing eternally.
"The prophecies carved on Salamandastron's walls tell of a time coming soon when trouble will become a byword. My destiny and trouble walk the same path, poor in poor. Eat and sleep now, my faithful patrols. Our fortunes and fates are written in these rocks. Leave the worrying and wandering to the waves and clouds."
A night mist had fallen when Greypatch anchored offshore. A longboat was lowered to take the reconnaissance crew ashore. Greypatch stayed aboard with Frink, his lookout, always watching north and west for signs of Gabool in pursuit. Greypatch called down to Deadglim, his bosun.
"See if you can find a likely spot, mate. Fresh water and cover in plenty."
Deadglim took the scimitar from between his teeth long enough to answer.
"Leave it to me, skipper. I've got a nose for likely cloves."
Mist-shrouded moonless night enveloped Deadglim as he led the shore party forward into the dunes. He peered into the darkness.
"Not much hereabouts, lads. No boat sandals. Here, good. Get up on your poles. Time for sleeping when we're back aboard Dark Queen. Good!"
Gerd lay still, unable to answer, because of the toad trident lodged in his throat. Immediately, a score of tridents descended amid the unsuspecting sea rats. The screams of two wounded pierced the still night. Deadglim waved his scimitar, yelling at the silent dunes.
"Come out and fight! Show yourselves, you creeping bilge washers!"
Suddenly the dunes echoed to thunderous croaking as countless toads hopped out, armed with tridents. Deadglim knew his challenge had been a foolish one, Throwing Valor to the winds, he took to his paws, shouting,
Wait! Back to the